was the 150th anniversary of Nashota House, my seminary, and I finally was accepted as the curate of St. George's Church in Schenectady. So we had a moving truck, packed it up, got the kids in the car, did the caravan across the half of the country, arrived on the 28th, unpacked, tried to find enough silverware to eat and clothes to wear and towels to take a shower. And there was a knock on the door. It was the rector of the parish. And actually, we lived on church property. Our front yard was part of this ancient cemetery that dated back to graves back to the early 1700s when the Dutch settled Schenectady. So our kids played around gravestones and all that sort of good stuff. And the dogs used to tootle around too. So Father Vang knocked on the door, checked to see how we were doing and making sure everything was okay. He had a bunch of food for us in the refrigerator. It was very nice, welcome. He said, when you get settled, you know, we need to take a ride. And I said, okay, that's fine. So we got settled and I called him up and he met me and I said, you know, where are we going? He says, we're going to the Costumer. Now the Costumer was, as you would imagine, a place where you can rent and or buy costumes, very elaborate costumes. They used it for theater productions and in the two little local theaters that we had and people on Halloween. So mind you, it's 3 days before All Hallows Eve and 4 days before All Saints Day, which just happened to fall on a Sunday. So he said, we need to get costumes because you and I are going to enact the passage from Revelation that you heard this morning, where St. Michael duels with the devil. So we go to the Costumer place and he finds his devil outfit. He was kind, he let me be St. Michael. They found me some knight costume and put wings on me and gave me a sword. And so that Saturday we gathered the kids and he said before the kids got there, we should practice this. So we were up on the altar and so we start jousting with the pitchfork and the sword and you know, I kill him and the devil runs off and that sort of thing. So I can never hear that passage without thinking about that particular experience that I had. I just thought I would share. But today is a wonderful feast in the church. Today is one of those joyful feasts, just like Easter Day, Day of Pentecost, All Saints Day, where we rejoice in that wonderful and beautiful ministry. I love the collect, and I use the traditional one, that God constituted with men, women, children, and angels, that wonderful order of ministry that God constituted so that the angels can worship God in heaven and serve and protect and defend us on earth. So people have a very sometimes misinformed understanding about what angels really are. Angels are, simply put, spiritual beings. We are material beings, but we have a spirit, we have a soul. Angels are purely spiritual beings created by God, with a particular ministry. Now, sometimes when it's tragic and it's sad that someone dies, or particularly a child, I've heard people say, well, so-and-so, you know, the child died, and that child is an angel in heaven. Well, no. As much as you'd like to think that, there's a more special place for children who die because they go directly to the Lord and are in his presence and glory and love forever. So just like a double animal double In-N-Out burger is a double animal In-N-Out burger and a tennis ball is a tennis ball can never become a double animal double In-N-Out burger and an In-N-Out burger can never become a tennis ball. One's one, the other's the other. Angels have a ministry. Men, women, children have a ministry. We have a ministry together. So just briefly looking at Scripture, we see angels all over the place. Beginning in Genesis, when Adam and Eve, you know, Adam eats the apple that Eve gave him. They were both wrong. The snake has its input or whatever. God says, what did you do? God boots him out of the garden. What does God put at the gate of the garden to keep them from reentering? But the seraphim with the flaming sword. Right? So they can't re-enter the garden. It's protected by the angels. One of my favorite stories in the Old Testament, or account, rather, not story, because it's a true account, is when Isaiah enters the temple. And Isaiah enters the temple to pray. And as he looks up, he sees the Lord high and lifted up. And there are the cherubim on both sides, flitting around, proclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." And where do we hear that? We hear that in the Mass, right? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Blessed is the Lord God. So there the angels are worshiping and adoring the Lord who is high and lifted up. And Isaiah is given this vision of heaven, of the glory of God. We hear this morning, also from Genesis, about Jacob, how he has this experience with the angels ascending the ladder and descending, and the Lord speaking to him about how he will make him and give him all of the land. But again, we see those angels going up and down the ladder. We're seeing heaven open and the gate of heaven open. And Jacob realizes and he says, this is an awesome place. This is none other than the gate to heaven. And again, we see the angels in heaven. We see them coming down. So there's many other examples. I think I read something yesterday, 41 different examples just in the Old Testament. Certainly mentioned in the Psalm this morning as well. But when we move to the New Testament, we see the angels take a primary role in their relationship with our Lord. So after his baptism, we know, of course, our Lord was driven out into the wilderness, and there he fasted for 40 days, and he was tempted by Satan. And after the three temptations the devil tempts him with, he disappears. Jesus says, "Begone, Satan." And who comes to minister to our Lord? The angels, right? The angels minister to the Lord after his temptation, providing for him care, comfort, solace, and the presence of his Father in the messenger of the angels. At his resurrection, who is at the tomb when the ladies come, the women come to anoint the body? It's the angels. It's the angels that proclaim the resurrection. The angels say, "Why do you seek Jesus? He is not here. He is risen." It is the angels that proclaim Christ is risen from the dead to the women so they can take that wonderful message back to the disciples so that they too can proclaim the resurrection. There at his ascension as well, there are the angels present as he's taken up into heaven. And this morning in the gospel, Jesus has this back and forth with Nathanael and about Philip and how he knew him and this and that and the other. And what does Jesus say? When the Son of Man, when Jesus comes again, he will come in the glory of the Father with the angels ascending and descending. Think also at our Lord's nativity, who was flitting around the stable. It was the angels, right? Proclaiming glory to God in the highest and peace with God with whom he is well pleased. And so we see this wonderful, wonderful ministry of angels, indeed offering comfort and solace to our Lord, just as they do to us. Because as we partake in the Lord's life through baptism, through the Eucharist, through prayers, through joining together, we share in all of the things that our Lord shared in as well, even the ministry of angels. So if you think you do not have a guardian angel, let me put you right. You do. You may never know that absolutely for certain, but I am absolutely certain if you look back in your lives and you think there was some dark moment or there was some event that you could not explain was turned from darkness to light, from despair to goodness and joy, think again. I think I've told you a story. Maybe I haven't. I'll tell you again. It's a good story. When I was at Virginia Seminary, not in Schoedt House, I went there first, went there second. I was coming back one night. I was studying for an Old Testament final, actually, is what it was. Brutal final. I was coming down George Washington Parkway from Alexandria to North Arlington. It parallels the Potomac River. George Washington Parkway at one point goes under the Memorial Bridge, which connects Washington, D.C. with Arlington National Cemetery. It was pouring, pouring, pouring rain, and the road was very, very shallow curves. And I didn't realize as I was coming around the corner that the entire curve that I was going around was full of water. And so I was driving my 1972 orange Volkswagen, coming around the corner. It was going putt, 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 and windshields were going to go doot, 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 doot. And as I came around the corner, the car began to hydroplane. I was terrified, absolutely terrified. And there was a guardrail right around the corner that prevented you from crossing over to the line. I thought absolutely for certain I was going to either flip around or go directly into the guardrail. I could not explain how this happened, but the minute I came around that corner and I began to lose control of the car, the wheel jerked, and the next thing I knew, I was back on the dry, not the road, with wet road, but out of that water, going down the road. Wow. Now, maybe I did that, maybe I didn't, maybe I was subconsciously did it. I don't think so. I was so shaken by the whole thing, I could not explain. But looking back, I truly believe that it was my guardian angel who was there at that moment. Now, again, you might have different experiences. You could say, oh, it was just, you know, coincidence, or oh, it was that. Well, God didn't constitute the ministry of angels and men for no reason. He constituted the ministry of angels and men and women for the same reason that he did for our Lord and he did throughout the Old Testament, that they protect, defend, and serve us on earth. And I think that is a beautiful and wonderful thing. Now, we don't pray to the angels. We give thanks to God for them, and we give thanks to God for their presence in our lives. And as I used to say to my first communion class when I was at St. George's and St. Paul's, I'd tell them at the communion, listen very, very carefully. And as the host is being elevated, listen for the wings fluttering, because that whole host of heaven is gathered around the altar at that moment, because there God is present in the sacrament, and there are the angels worshiping just as we are in that moment. So thanks be to God for the wonderful order and the wonderful ministry that God has ordained and constituted, that ministry of men and angels who worship him on earth and serve him, worship him in heaven and on earth, and also worship and also serve and protect and defend us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.